There are a lot of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on is a new smartphone. Because when you switch to MetroPCS, you get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones. So good a deal, I should probably repeat it. Two free 4G LTE smartphones from MetroPCS after instant rebate. Phones from brands like Samsung and LG. And you'll be on T-Mobile's blazing fast, nationwide 4G LTE network. So you see, while other companies want you to spend your tax refund, MetroPCS wants you to put it right where it belongs, in your wallet. Better hurry. This is a limited time offer. Switch to MetroPCS right now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG. You can take your pick. Plus now you get up to 40% off the second line. That's one heck of a deal. Only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. 40% savings requires both lines to activate on 5GB plan. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Recently, Verizon had to use tiny red balls to try to make you think they had a much better network than Sprint. But there's one big thing they left out. The new Sprint LTE Plus network delivers faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. While Verizon seems to be focused on tiny balls, Sprint has been obsessively focused on building the network of the future. And to celebrate, Sprint is cutting their rates in half. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rates. You get the new Sprint LTE Plus network with faster download speeds than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And we'll even cover your cost to switch, up to $650 per line, only from Sprint. Better for less.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings through 1-818 after pay full amount. Restrictions apply. Buy up for your reward card after online registration and phone turn-in.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom.
Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers!
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier.
Only showing your rate when it's lowest. Slander in the court of law!
No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
Uh-oh, I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Derrick Rose scored 28 points last night, but it wasn't enough to get the Bulls past the Cavs. Bulls fall to Cleveland 106-95. Pau Gasol with some pointed words for his teammates afterwards.
We have to lead the pack. We have to be. We got to set the tone for the rest of the guys. We got to be aggressive on both ends of the floor. We got to get it done and get everybody else to follow.
Meanwhile, Bulls GM Gar Forman talked to our David Schuster yesterday as the trade deadline passed. He said injuries have kept the Bulls from reaching their full potential this season.
Obviously, you know, going into the season, the injuries right away have been a factor. But, you know, a new system of play with a veteran team combined with the injuries, you know, a new coaching staff. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And again, you know, we'll hold ourselves accountable to those things because we're disappointed in where we're at today.
Bulls made one deal yesterday, sending Kirk Heinrich to Atlanta. In return, the Bulls get guard Justin Holiday and a 2018 second-round pick from the Jazz. Meanwhile, Illini basketball player LaRon Black was arrested last night for allegedly pulling a knife on a bouncer at a nightclub in Urbana. The sophomore forward has been indefinitely suspended now by head coach John Gross. Blackhawks are off until Sunday when they head to Minnesota for an outdoor stadium series game with the Wild at TCF Bank Stadium. The team spent yesterday at the White House celebrating their most recent Stanley Cup win with President Obama. Elsewhere in hockey, NHL referee Don Henderson is out indefinitely as he's been battling concussion symptoms since he was hit by Flames defenseman Dennis Wiedemann during a game last month. And Montreal is reportedly gauging interest in PK Subban. Pitchers and catchers report to spring training today for both the Cubs and the Sox. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show Sales Event going on now. And join the Score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, and happy birthday to you. Get out there, enjoy the weather, enjoy the day. Or else, maybe, does she have to stay all afternoon and do updates? I hope not.
You're not asking me, are
you? No, I was asking the universe.
Okay.
And I have no response.
There are some questions to which I do not possess answers.
I haven't found many over these past couple of weeks. Thank you to our guests today on the show. Casey Johnson from The Trib, Pierre Maguire from NBC Sports, and Dan Durkin of our own 670thescore.com. Jay Zawoski, great job, as always. Thank you, man. And Rick Camp, good stuff, buddy. Thank you to Kevin Zipak, who is outside enjoying the weather, and Brian Gertz, who will be soon. And he does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Let's go out to the Toyota Auto Show broadcast with Dan Bernstein and Matt Abaticola. They are live at the Toyota display at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place today from 1 until 6. It's time for the shift change, which is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, tomorrow, Saturday, February 20th. I will be there and looking forward to it. What's up, men? How are you?
Hello. Good. So you have been actively trying to avoid Bulls talk, or are
That's what he says, Dan. That's what he says. And then about every 11 minutes, he brings up the Bulls again.
Well, how did you guys feel about Gar Forman yesterday with our David Schuster?
Yeah, I had a lot of genuine anger that I processed in the first 30 minutes of the show about just how absurd. And you pair it with the performance last night in terms of, I know you got injured guys, but that doesn't mean you can't, you know, do some
try.
Things. Yeah,
right.
Try. You can't move on offense and try on defense. And for Gar to use the injuries as the excuse when you're coming off a four-year run where you got a coach who won games and series with less than this, you know? It's absolutely ludicrous.
That's what made me so angry is that, you know, yesterday when he talks about, you know, they haven't had their full roster together for one practice yet this year, that he's absolutely delusional. And the inability to self-evaluate your own assets, your own roster, it makes me so angry that it should be the main thing that any front office and any sports be able to do is to properly and honestly self-evaluate. If you can't do that, then you shouldn't have that position.
Yeah, I don't know what to do when it comes to the Bulls, and I mean it. I've been thinking about this because after yesterday, I'm kind of left in the lurch here that I don't know if we're trying to talk rationally about a team that is not being managed rationally or has management that is flatly outright lying to us.
Yeah,
I don't know which am I rooting for. Am I hoping that he's just assuming everybody's an idiot and he's lying to everybody, or is he really not watching the same games I'm watching?
No, if it makes you feel any better, they have no idea either, Dan. They're just as lost as you are. They have
that's not good. I mean, I prefer to have someone lie to me and still be competent in what they can do and just not want to tell me because they don't have to tell me. They don't have to tell me the truth as a fan. I don't care.
You know, the parallels.
But if they're really clueless, that's a problem.
The parallels to the Bears' ugliness are so palpable. And the only way that got solved is when the owner stepped up and said, oh, I realize it now. I've got people who don't actually know what the hell they're doing. and the idea that Jerry Reinsdorf would do that is kind of inconceivable, especially when you think about the press release, as Barry mentioned, that he put out after Tom Thibodeau was gone, and they were all lockstep, and now here they are. And I can't imagine Jerry doing what George McCaskey did.
No, never in a million years. And to go back with what Dan's saying, you know, if they're lying or clueless to it, like when he said yesterday to Schuster that they never shopped Pau Gasol.
Oh, my God.
Well, then you're either lying, because if you're not shopping your number one asset, then you should be immediately fired, or you're completely stupid to not have tried to shop Pau Gasol.
I don't know. It's very difficult. They make it very hard on fans. They make it very hard on those of us who try to observe them as part of our job, because it's almost like it's gone beyond some level of criticism here.
Well,
you
know,
what do you say?
You know what's amazing is that the hardest core fans I know are very near full checkout, if not there already. I mean, you've got, I know some diehards who have died. They have just absolutely died.
We talked to people yesterday that claim their love for the Bulls, and they've given up.
Well, because you know this offseason, Look, if Pau Gasol really does want to be here, they're going to give him $25 million, somewhere between $20 and $25 million a year, because they're going to have it. And they're not going to have other people who want to come here and do it.
Let me ask you this then, too, because then Gar said that's all stuff for the summertime.
Yeah.
Like, if Pau really wants to be here and they really want Pau because he's part of their core players, then get that deal done right away, yes or no? Or is that not logical? I mean, why put it off to the summertime then?
It's an interesting point. Well, because
Get it done. He's part of your core. Get it done. Mm-hmm. He wants it. You want it. Make it happen. Well, don't wait till the summer.
You know,
evaluate big picture.
We brought this up first. I don't know. Actually, I don't know the semantics or the logistics, I should say, of it actually getting
done.
Maybe
he does. Yeah, but.
Well, we brought this up yesterday, Bernsey, in transition, the idea that Pau would be so nefarious to stay away from 2 months in Sacramento that he would lie to the Bulls about his interest. I can't conceive of him wanting to be here, but what the hell?
I don't think it's necessarily nefarious. I think it's probably too strong when it's professional negotiation, and I think that's just part of the game. I wouldn't put it past him, and I wouldn't hold anything against him, because I believe a player should have the power to influence where he plays and what he does. It's a two-way street, and if he is trying to deceive at the moment, I think that's, I wouldn't say necessarily nefarious. I think it's tricky, but it's negotiating.
Ben McLemore would have been fine by me. If there's truth to that, at least it is something in a direction that is other than this one. But they're content to go there. So there you are.
Yeah. They are content because, you know, they still believe they haven't seen, you know, their full roster together, and they really don't know what they have with the roster and what they could do. And he ended it yesterday by saying, you know, hopefully we make the playoffs and hopefully we, you know, make a run. Okay, well, great. You can rely on hope all you want.
Yeah.
My headache is back.
It's empty. And once you've gotten the anger out, you find yourself wanting to find a way to joke about it or just avoid it altogether.
It is emptiness.
It really is.
Speaks, and then you hear that yesterday. They don't do anything. They move Kirk Heinrich. Who do they get?
Somebody that
Justin Holliday,
Fred didn't know much about,
and a second
Drew
round
Holiday's
pick,
brother.
and then you go and you watch the game against the Cavs, who's the number one seed right now, and that's your first round opponent, but they're not going to stay in the playoff thing. You watch that game, that makes you feel worse. Then you look at the Wizards improved, Detroit improved, and they're right behind you in the playoffs. It's terrible. It makes you feel empty.
Bernsey, I know how you love watching offense and figuring out exactly, you know, stylistically and schematically what the offense is. What was that last night? Because I saw guys standing around the perimeter for long periods, and then I saw Bobby Portis ISO from 20 feet because he asked for the ball, and they're like, okay,
you can have it. Yeah.
It's as if they were designed for contested long twos. I mean, it's the absolute antithesis of what NBA offense is supposed to be.
No, it's a plan, though.
Where you can get, let's get a shot at the end of the shot clock that is a long two that is challenged.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm watching the game last night, and I'm most excited about seeing Bobby Portis play. And I mean, it's February 18th. Yeah. That shouldn't be a thought in my mind.
He has no clue what he's doing.
He doesn't, but he's, you know, young, and he's got some size, and he's got, you know, some energy.
He's a puppy with the floppy paws and the floppy ears.
He has two legs and 2 feet. Yeah. You know, that's good.
Yeah. He's, you know what he is? He's a guy that we haven't completely written off yet. You know what I mean?
I had this weird you're right.
Doug and Tony. Doug.
I had this weird image last night of a second chapter for Derrick Rose somewhere. Just because, if he's surrounded.
You're not buying into it, are you?
Just
watching last
he's
night.
Back.
No.
Right? Are you saying it's Speaks?
I'm not buying into it happening here. You know what I mean? But I'm like, okay. I'm buying into, like, all of a sudden, I imagined Derek being athletic and productive somewhere else after he gets the hell out of here.
I'll give him another contract because he's part of the core.
I imagine him not even dressing tonight. Because he played well last night.
General soreness?
He's too sore. Hurting all over?
That's entirely possible. This is going to be ugly tonight. That Toronto team knows what the hell they're doing, and they're excited about life.
Yeah, but they play...
You know that.
Excited about life.
They are.
Yeah, but they're always weak against the Bulls.
Their feet hit the floor in the morning, and they got a big smile on their face.
For whatever reason...
You saw DeMar DeRozan dunk. He's excited about life.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to need another 40-point half from Jimmy Butler to stay away from a DeRozan three at the end.
Well, but that's the thing. They had a 40-point half from Jimmy Butler to barely beat him last time, and now they're running the Jimmy Butler ISO offense without anybody to have the ISO.
Now Jimmy Butler.
With Bobby Portis.
Right.
Did Bobby Portis also tell Fred he doesn't want to run his offense?
Yeah. Oh, God. His face.
Right. Oh, that moment in the timeout, Barry and I both heard it and just cringed. The moment they have Fred mic'd up, and he's like, come on, guys. We're going to get it going.
Yeah, it was Mark Trestman.
Oh.
Barry leaned over and you held him? Is that what happened?
It was Mark Trestman. And he said they had a couple of good shoot-arounds, too. So they had a couple of good shoot-arounds.
Hey, that's a positive, though. You know, yeah, a couple good shoot-arounds. You never know what can happen there.
I've reached a point where I really don't know exactly what the context is of Bulls criticism. I'm having like a metaphysical Bulls problem. We can say things about them, but I don't know if it matters if they're not even being managed by people who are
right.
sane.
Well, how about this? Here's the solution. What if what we say has never mattered?
Probably hasn't.
To begin with. But and you just accept that and move on and just say some things.
Well, you know what? I actually feel good about tonight's game. I don't know if you saw Taj Gibson's comments on Bulls.com from Sam Smith. He said, our bandwagon is empty now. Odds are against you. All you have is each other. I mean, that's a rallying cry right there. They're going to come together as a team. They're going to have a really good game tonight. That's called a dead cat bounce is what that's called.
That is.
Say that even a dead cat will bounce if dropped from enough height.
And today being the official beginning of spring training, even though we've already had so many stories from spring training, we've already had so many things because people have been there for a while. Still, we have you've got baseball fans who are hungry for more. I'll let you know that is out there and has existed our past 4 hours. So options, man, options. Bernsie, how'd it go last night at the poker tournament? I'm sorry I could not get there.
The early numbers are a gross of $107,000 wow. for Children's Oncology Services. It was a spectacular night. It was, we ended up absolutely selling it out completely. Sold out players, sold out spectators. The food was spectacular, and it went very late. The end game was played relatively conservatively, even as the blinds shot up. And
did Wex make the final table again?
No, Wex didn't play this year.
Oh, so I guess he didn't make the final table then.
He didn't play.
No, he didn't.
I thought this was going to be his year. I really did.
That was all the talk going into it.
There were a lot of very happy people there, and a convivial atmosphere for a great cause, and it was good to see.
Good. I'm glad it went well. The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. That is tomorrow night, the 20th of February. Man, have a terrible afternoon doing what you do.
Damn will. You better believe it.
I know it. All right, guys. See you later. Barry, thanks, buddy. Been a pleasure these last 2 weeks. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Lots of fun. See you.
Bye.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Pitchers and catchers reported to the spring training camp of the defending World Series champion Kansas City Royals on Thursday. The players were greeted by the news that Ned Yost, their manager, and Dayton Moore, their general manager, had been given contract extensions. The question they might have asked is this: what in the world took so long? Moore took over the Royals in 2006. In 2010, Moore hired Yost as his manager, and slowly but surely, the Royals ascended. They won the American League pennant in 2014, repeated in 2015, and then won the World Series. Yost is now under contract through 2018, more probably for longer. In sports, the good guys and the bad guys don't always get what they deserve. Moore and Yost did. Finally, I'm John Feinstein.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now.
Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at Empire today.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, you know, all the accoutrement, and then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Coolly cool.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Well, a lot of speed at the linebacker position, really important. They all can run. And fast. Of course they can run, but they can run really fast.
Some serious hang time here for Jonathan Stewart.
It really is. Good blocking up front just allows him the chance to get his legs under, his feet under his shoulders.
Friday.
One thing for Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning, you have enough money, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game, okay? It can't be.
Partying, partying.
Medical.
Partying, partying.
Everything is terrible.
Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Thanks very much, Pop. Your impressions of the first quarter?
We're behind and they're ahead.
Why is that?
They scored more than we did and we were pretty crappy on defense. It's been fun.
Do you want election results?
Who is it?
What
is
it? Sanders and Trump.
It's not just the talent. It's the basketball IQ.
Don't those go hand in foot?
We've had terrorist attacks many times before. When Ronald Reagan was president in 1983.
83.
Please make it stop. I'm John Fine.
Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We'll do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. I'm Dan Bernstein. That is Matt Abaticola in for Terry Bores.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey. It's good.
We're at the Toyota display at the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place. Come on out. See the all-new Toyota RAV4 Hybrid. Hell, you can even drive it. It kind of freaked Ranji out because he kept thinking the cars were driving over here. But these, just to our left here, if you want to test drive some of these cars, you can. It's pretty cool. They call it the ride and drive experience. But we're going to be here all day hanging out. Come say hey. We got Joe Cowley who's going to join us at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, LPGA star Brittany Lincecum is going to join us, one of the top American women golfers. Just thought we'd say hey. And then at 4 o'clock, we're going to do Friday Fun, Daredevil or Dumbass.
It's always a good one.
Yes.
And we get to judge, right? Decide.
I think so, yeah. Okay. And I think and usually Tannehill decides too and then helps us figure it out. Meanwhile, you see, anybody on a hoverboard is probably a dumbass right now, too, that finally the government is saying they are now officially unsafe. That not UL listed, they're exploding, they're overheating, and they're going to be recalled entirely.
Well, just the sheer number of emergency room visits based on the hoverboards, and then the fact that they blow up in your basement. Yep. You have them, they're sitting in your kid's room, and all of a sudden they start on fire.
If you don't fall off them and break a rib or a finger or an elbow or a collarbone, you turn it off and it explodes.
Right. Okay, well, it's time to stop selling those. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Right.
Here's your exploding device. Thanks.
I don't know. Sometimes the government's a little slow in reacting to things, but hey, at least they're there.
Yeah, well, that's hoverboard stories. We could probably do a whole segment on it because I have three friends who had to go to the hospital.
Did you really?
Three separate friends.
We could make a Friday Fung out of it. My favorite video I saw, though, was Mike Tyson.
Tyson's great.
Tyson was the best. He was the best. Because, this is, world champion boxer.
Right.
And the guy, he goes down hard.
Well, he's old and he's been punched a lot. The story in Illinois about LaRon Black's arrest, I was told very early this morning, and getting over poker last night, I was really not in a condition to want to be told anything very early this morning, but somebody called me and said something's happening in Illinois and it's not good. And is this the fourth arrest of a John Gross player?
Is it that many?
I think it's four, and I know it's too many. there are a lot of nervous people at Illinois right now as Josh Whitman has taken over. All throughout athletics, it's their coaches.
Nervous, why?
Well, because he is not apparently afraid to make changes, if not eager to make changes. The group of trustees, the block that I've talked about, that is the vocal and unhappy, they really want Bill Cubitt out. That unless he wins like 8 games, and maybe even if he does, there is apparently a nominal buyout in his deal, like almost nothing.
Okay,
they could cut a small check and be rid of him. But now you got the heat on the basketball program, and last night's arrest does not help John Gross at all.
So to the point where his job might be in danger.
Yep.
I mean, so you're talking about an overhaul of the basketball and football program.
Yep.
Possibly this season.
I think it's unlikely that Cubitt would get launched unless, well, he's not going to have a good season because they're not recruiting anybody.
Right.
And they've got like what the 80th ranked class or something like that.
That's not good, right?
No top players. So
80th, is that
bad? He would need some sort of magical career saving year.
And if only their recruiting class could drop a few more spots.
312-644-6767 at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting and sexting at 67011. The text zone is brought to you by Grossinger. We have Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. He's at Matt Abaticola. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There's BoersandBernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. The producers are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. Was that Baldy McFarson? What was that?
McGrindy.
Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette, lose it.
And you can follow Brendan on Twitter at B_McCaffrey.
Chris Tannehill.
With no respect at all, I remain John Feinstein.
Jeez. And follow Tanny on Twitter at Chris Tannehill.
Oy. So Joe Cowley at the top of the hour maybe can help us with not just Bulls talk, but it's almost like Bulls talk about Bulls talk for me, because I'm lost. I'm lost in the world of the Bulls because I don't know what we're watching. I don't know why we're watching it.
You know, if Gar Forman came out yesterday and said all the stuff that he said, and the roster was completely healthy for the start of the second half, and they were all playing in last night's game, all right, fine, I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt. You still have no idea when guys are coming back. And you're hoping on health and then good luck in the playoffs. All right, well, have at it, Gar.
Scoreboard update.
Hello, and from the Score Update studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bulls back home after their fifth straight loss last night. They went down in Cleveland. Raptors are in town next, and that will be tonight. Pau Gasol knows that the Bulls need to face the adversity head on.
There's certain things you can't anticipate when you go into a season, and adversity comes and hits you at some point. We got to fight through it, and I think that if we do come out of it successfully, we're going to be stronger at the end, and we're going to be hopefully with the whole roster ready to face the next challenge.
And the Bulls have actually won 7 straight games over the Raptors, who are in town tonight. So much for an easy start for new athletic director Josh Whitman down at Illinois. Sophomore basketball player LaRon Black arrested and charged with aggravated assault. Police say he attacked a bouncer with a knife in a club in Urbana. John Gross suspending him indefinitely. He's the third arrest in the last 18 months for the Illini basketball program. Some college hoops tonight. NIU is on the road at Ball State trying to get their 19th win of the year. Valpo playing host to Oakland and UIC hosting Detroit this evening. The Blackhawks practicing tomorrow before the outdoor game in Minneapolis on Sunday. Temps are supposed to be around the low 30s if you're driving up for that game. Not too bad for an outdoor game. Pitchers and catchers report today with both the Cubs and the White Sox. Kyle Schwarber telling the Score's Bruce Levine that he is preparing to catch and to play in the outfield for this upcoming season. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
The Boers and Bernstein Show coming to you from the Toyota section of the Chicago Auto Show. Dan Bernstein, Matt Abaticola with you. And Matt, I like your idea. If across the way, that sweepstakes is guess the number of dogs in this container.
It's not a very good contest.
Is it 6?
Yeah. You know how like people have the big jar of jelly beans? Right. Guess the number of jelly beans. Guess the number of giant stuffed dogs.
4.
Man, winner. Oh, they can't beat these guys.
They keep getting this right. You got it on the nose. 4. That's unbelievable. You know, It must be something else, right?
I would hope so. I mean, I'll go investigate. Maybe you should go investigate.
I'm bad at investigating.
Maybe you should go find out. Although, no, you're a very good reporter.
I guarantee you that there would be somebody here who got it wrong.
One of our listeners?
Is it six? I'm not making this up. Dave Miska says at least three people have come over to ask where Mike North is.
Get out of here.
Still? He swears to
every
it.
Every day. Seriously? We've been here. Every day. Hey, where is Mike North?
Well, it happens. People say they love the station. They tell me they love me. They love the station. And then they have the wrong dial on the radio.
Jay, well, maybe my Mike favorite. North
knows. Yeah. Right. So he hasn't been here 10 years.
Right.
And then there's so many angry White Sox fans.
Well,
why did you get rid of White Sox? Well, because we had an opportunity to get the Cubs.
Well, that just makes them more angry.
But
then.
What don't you understand? Well, why would you want the Cubs?
That's where you all make some money.
Because they have five times as many, or 10 times as many fans.
Yeah, I just saw this come through on Twitter that one of the most frustrating players of my fantasy football playing experiences has retired. Steelers tight end Heath Miller is going to hang it up after 11 seasons.
Why was he frustrating you? Did he ride off into a non-sunset too?
No, I don't know if he
on
did.
A hoverboard.
On a hoverboard.
Fell off.
Fell and died.
Exploded.
Burned his house down.
He wasn't even going to retire, but he died. So they just retired him. So he hangs up after... Oh, jeez. I'll get back to that, but last night... Closing the show out,
right?
And for the proppers, for the producers, for the drops, Tanny plays the big voice guy productions that Mitch had made. That the Bulls traded so and so, and the Bulls got Carmelo Anthony, and the Bulls traded this guy, and people are stopping here in the hall, like, really, they traded him? Like, no, they didn't. We got him.
Yes.
So Heath Miller, after 11 years, hangs it up as the all-time leader in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns by a tight end for the Steelers. 592, 6,599 yards and 45 scores.
Eclipsing the great Randy Grossman. He was the tight end on the 70s teams, right? I think he was.
Sure, you say so.
I remembered him only because he would be the only guy that they would film on the holidays wishing people a happy Hanukkah.
All of my sports memories and like knowing rosters and players in certain years, that for me, that all started in 1983.
83.
It's legit though. That's when I started. I mean, I was 10 years old. That's when I started watching sports regularly and getting into it.
It should be a rule that you're not allowed to retire from the NFL now without riding off on some kind of animal. It doesn't have to be a horse. Like Jared Allen started with a horse. You know, like Heath Miller should be on a camel.
You know, no, it should be the team that you had your best career against should be allowed to pick what animal it is.
So if you just wait a second, no. That doesn't work.
Sure it does. So let's say Heath Miller just killed the Bengals his whole career.
Okay.
Like he just dominated the Bengals every game, and he was the best. The Bengals should have the opportunity to pick which animal he retires on.
Why would they earn that by getting destroyed by him?
It's their payback. So they put him like on a crocodile.
Just sitting there?
Right.
Like, okay.
Get on it. Let's go.
The video's like 4 hours. He's on a Galapagos tortoise.
Or I guess you could pick a hoverboard, like a, you know, one that is about to explode.
No, it's got to be an animal. You have to have a guy actually ride away.
And do they have to ride off into the sunset, even if there isn't one?
Sunset Foods, actually. They got to go right up to Lake Forest. They got to ride right into Sunset Foods and buy macaroni salad or something.
But it always seemed like whenever I always had Heath Miller, there was opportunities to pick him up, or I would draft him. He would be terrible or get hurt, and then I would drop him. Then he'd be great.
Oh.
Which is, he was one of the most frustrating players for me. So I'm glad he's retired. I hope he dies soon. Because that's what they say happens. After you retire, you die.
Well, it's true.
So keep that in mind, people.
You lose a person like Bear Bryant, right?
Right.
He quit coaching, he dropped dead. Joe Paterno, same thing.
When I sold Sky cars, Point, we had a guy that was like a 27-year car salesman, or maybe 37, or maybe 83. He was there forever. He retires, like 4 days after he retires, working in his garden, just dropped over dead.
Right.
You just can't do that. You can't quit working. I think people here, it's a tip for all you guys, especially you guys here. You keep that in mind. You guys retired? Probably never even worked, did you?
Right. Right. That guy hasn't held steady work in I don't know how long. Come on. Go guess how many dogs are in there. Is it two?
The Boars and Bernstein Show.
Show me one of these. I know it.
Joe Cowley is going to try to figure out what the Bulls are and what they're doing. And
yeah, looking forward to talking to Joe because he's had some good stuff the last couple days leading up to the.
He's been pounding Foreman and Paxson. I mean, just lighting them on fire. He put them on an exploding hoverboard and just.
So I mean, you get Gar Foreman yesterday, the 9 minutes with Schuster, and you get the couple articles that Joe had written leading into it on. Wednesday and then yesterday afternoon, and then you get last night's game to start the second half of the season. It was just a terrible, terrible way to start things.
I don't know what to do. I don't know. Why am I watching?
Well, I mean, I only watched because I was hosting the day. Otherwise, I wouldn't have turned that crap on my TV. The last thing on. But it's frustrating because, like I was saying before, if the guys were coming back and they had a healthy roster, I can somewhat understand where Gar was coming from. Here, let's finish out the season. What do they have? 30-some games left to go, whatever? I don't even know what it is. But, okay, if you have a full, healthy roster right here, fine. Let's see what happens in the second half. Then if you can make a playoff run, great. But you don't even know when Butler's coming back. You don't know when Mirotić is coming back. And those are two guys that, if you're going to name a core, a part of your core.
And then Derek decides to play when he wants to.
Derek's looked fantastic. But what happens when the roster's back and healthy and Butler's back out there? What happens to Jimmy? What happens to Derek? Does Derek shut down again?
Because Jimmy's going to have the ball and he'll be shooting it. The Boars and Bernstein Show. You've got the score.
Go to 670thescore.com
for the latest exclusive digital content from The Score.
Podcasts and show audio on demand.
670thescore.com.
Read what's hot in Chicago sports from our 670thescore.com columnists.
Exclusive score content focusing on your favorite team.
Chicago sports digitized.
It all starts at 670thescore.com.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Most households are told spend less money or make more money if you want to bring things into balance. Is that the gist of at least some of your recommendations?
It's very simple. Even though we're 7 months into the state fiscal year, they don't have a budget. Although they don't have a budget, they're spending more than they have available. They are set to spend all the money that they had in revenue, but still not fund higher education and some core social services. For a long time, the state of Illinois has been spending more than it's taking in, and now it's reached the critical point where it can't go forward.
A lot of folks say in order to get pensions dealt with, you need a constitutional amendment. There's just no other way around it. What's the Civic Federation thinking about that?
Well, the Civic Federation believes that a constitutional amendment, and we're calling for the legislature to embrace a constitutional amendment and put it on the ballot in November.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at cbschicago.com.
This week's most popular music. 40 years ago, 1976.
Number 3.
Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
You Sexy Thing.
Number 2.
Rhythm Heritage, theme from SWAT. Number one song this week, 40 years ago in 1976. Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Just flip it.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Why do people love The Big Bang Theory more than any other comedy?
What a stupid question.
It not only entertains, it informs.
CBS Thursday. Whether you're looking for smart or funny.
Am I being weird?
Yes. And that's coming from me.
Have we got a match for you?
Sounds kind of perfect. Can I get a what, what?
What?
Close enough.
It's TV's number one comedy.
I just got chills.
Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting.
Catch The Big Bang Theory CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Located issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialist at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, our final is in from Cleveland, 106-95. The Cavs going to 39-14, extending their Eastern Conference lead.
Have you sensed some doubt start to creep in a little bit with these guys?
You know what? The way they're working and continue to go about things, that's all I can base it on. The guys are continuing to go out there, and, we've had two really good practices and had a great shoot around this morning. Who knows what will happen, as far as carry over into the game. But, those guys are still working every day, and then that's the important thing right now.
What's a couple good practices, good shoot-around.
Good shoot-around, all right, great. The games are awful, though.
Right.
Everything's fine except when they actually are playing games. It wasn't even competitive.
No, not even close. And then, you saw the way LeBron started the game. You got Mike Dunleavy on him. Just, okay, well, that's it. And that's your first run. As it sits right now, that's your first run playoff matchup. So I hope you enjoy those two playoff games because it's a sweep.
Here's the thing, though. Detroit's going to pass them, too. Detroit got better at the deadline, and I have them penciled in as a playoff team.
No, Detroit, they added some bench players. They're a half game back right now. They'll pass the Bulls. The Wizards are 2.5 out. The Magic's 3.5 out. It wouldn't surprise me any of those teams pass them.
An email from Homicidal Homosexual who says, yes, please kill hoverboards. Not because people are busting their asses and not because they blow up, but because they do not hover. They roll.
Right.
This bothers me. This is also regarding the Illini. It's a really special tenure when you can manage to both be bad and have players get arrested. Yeah, usually it's a sort of a really good team with a bunch of terrific players. And yeah, you deal with them. You get a couple of arrests here or there.
Bad character, sure. Now you have bad character and bad players.
Right. When your bad players are also miscreants, then you've accomplished something.
Well, that's usually what you get though when you're recruiting and not recruiting the top players, and you're just trying to put together teams, and it's not good. It's a bad situation. We joked this week about Josh Whitman getting the job, and we joked a little bit when you read the statement that he put out, and his press conference sounded kind of collegey and rah-rah to me. I hope the guy, good luck to him, hope he does well, and sounds like it's his dream job. Hope he's there forever. That's what he wants to do. But it's just such a mess, such a terrible situation. I just don't know how it turns around anytime soon.
It won't, and he has no idea really what he's getting into, but he
is... Yeah, that's what you say. The peeps keep telling you, the guy's in over his head. That's terrible.
But anybody would be. That's the thing. I don't know that anybody right now, if you found the best athletic director alive in the world who could come in and take that job, or some CEO of a massive corporation.
There's got to be guys that could walk in and immediately just demand, that would get that respect immediately and just start cleaning house.
I think he's going to. I do think he's going to start cleaning house, but I don't know that he's going to have the respect immediately.
No, he's not, but I just don't know a guy. I know he's had the history being connected to Illinois as a player, and he's had some success at Division III. He's done some good things there, and he won a lot of conferences and at University of Wisconsin lacrosse. But what does that do walking into a Big Ten school?
Nothing.
Right. not a thing. You know, I just saw this story, too, that this is interesting. I don't know if you saw the story of Bart Hernandez.
Yes.
MLB agent. Was arrested today in Miami, being indicted on federal grand jury charges of human trafficking. The charges are conspiracy to encourage and induce an alien to enter the United States and bring an alien into the United States for the purpose of financial
gain. Not a foreigner, an actual alien.
An actual alien.
That's the problem.
Charges carry a minimum punishment of 3 years.
It's actually alien.
Jesus.
Now, that you better charge somebody for that, because it's going to be bursting out of people's stomachs. I would have cracked down on this a long time ago if he's bringing an alien.
And I think 3 years, minimum 3 years, is not enough when you bring an alien into the country. So 3 years, max,
right,
20 years.
They have the first, they're in face hugger form, and then it lays an egg in your stomach, and then the face hugger dies, and then it bursts out, and that's, and then after it sort of cocoons inside you, they're bad.
I'm going to go get you a drink during the next break. Hernandez specialized in representing Cuban players, including Leonis Martin, Jose Abreu, and Jorge Soler. So connections here to Chicago teams.
Well, it really got ugly with what was being asked of some of the, getting the Cuban players through Mexico and having to smuggle them and paying ridiculous sums of money to people who are in with the drug cartels.
Yeah, now it said here in the story that he's the main focus of the investigation, but he's already known to work with two, like, known and convicted smugglers.
What if Alien were awesome at baseball, though?
Jesus.
Seriously. I mean, they're big, right? Aren't they like 7 feet tall on average?
Huge. Better for basketball, probably.
Yeah.
The Bulls could use him.
Yeah, but that would be,
or her,
you would definitely have to stop the game if they're bleeding, though. It's like, oh, he's bleeding, you're going to burn a hole in the floor.
Male or
again.
Female? What is that?
No, it's the hydrochloric acid.
No.
Male, or molecular acid.
Male or female?
Both. Have the acid for blood, I think.
No, what was Alien?
Actual Alien? Wait, in the first one?
Yeah.
I don't
female,
think,
right?
No, you're thinking of Aliens.
Aliens.
In the second one, it's the queen that detaches from the ovipositor and then stows away.
So she'd be a WNBA player.
Back up to the Sulaco.
The Sky could use her.
Yeah, the queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a tough matchup.
The Bulls could get Predator. Maybe this guy, Bart Hernandez, brought Predator into the country, too.
Ooh, that's bad, too.
He'd be good for the Bulls, though.
Predator?
Yeah, because he's got those big spikes that shoot out of his arm, and he could just stop the ball midair and kill it.
He also has the built-in nuclear weapon for self-destruction, too.
It's That'd like, be great at the Advocate Center.
Don't foul me. I'm going to use it. What? The nuclear weapon thing. Oh, man. Again, you're threatening that?
We're here live at the Advocate Center, at least where it used to be, the first practice for Predator, where he blew himself up and destroyed the whole organization.
And all of the city. No Predator, no problem.
David Schuster there live with an exclusive.
The only thing that survives is Schuster sitting there at a card table with a microphone. That's the only thing. Everything else around him is rubble. But Schuster's fine and his hair is perfect.
He just comes up. Did something happen? What happened?
No society, no problem.
Oh, shoot. He did great yesterday getting that 9 minutes with... with our guy Gar Foreman.
Yeah, you know, we asked for it and got it, and then
I was shocked.
Gobbledygook.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was really surprised that we even had anything from Gar Foreman yesterday. That was surprising to me.
I know this is asking too much, but I would like to know if John Paxson agrees with Gar Foreman. That's the piece of this puzzle that's missing for me is the, you know, the John Paxson that I know. That has always watched the same games that I've watched. Did he hear those comments from Gar Foreman and react similarly? Like, dude, no.
Well,
no.
I mean, John's been known to step in and usurp his authority over decisions or whatnot or situations. I mean, do you think he would just sit quietly if he didn't agree with this?
I don't know. I don't know if he's hiding completely or if he's just biding his time.
Or is he letting Gar Foreman hang himself?
That's what,
Is that what it is?
That's what I'm wondering. We can ask Joe Colley about it, because what I'm wondering is if he's just going to
All right, Gar, it's your show, your coach.
Your
guys, decision at the trade deadline, you want to keep Powell?
You want to own this? You step out there and own it, and then maybe that's when, maybe he can go to Michael Reinsdorf, and maybe Paxson can watch and listen to some of the response, because it has been overwhelming. Our initial response, what we saw on social media, what we heard from callers, today has been echoed from all corners.
Right.
There's really no contrarian position here to any saying, well, yeah, you know, look, Gar's absolutely right. From nowhere, nationally, locally, and maybe this is the start of Paxson saying, hey, this is what I'm dealing with.
Right. Yeah, but if that is the case, and we can get Joe's opinion on it as well. If you're looking for something to happen after the season's over, I mean, you're talking about a whole overhaul now, another coach, so a third coach in 3 years, a new general manager.
They wouldn't pay another coach.
They wouldn't. So you would hire a new general manager and keep Fred Hoiberg. Say, this is your coach. What general manager walks in and says, I want this second-year guy with this dysfunctional roster that we have?
And the problem is, too, it's not one of these coaches that would have an offset. He wouldn't be rehired in the NBA immediately.
No, he wouldn't.
You know, it's
no, he'd be getting paid for, what, the next 3 years then after this? After this season? Or is it 4 years after this?
I think if you were to get rid of Gar Forman, you'd probably bring in a young, metrically inclined GM.
Okay, and, so you're bringing a guy that's never done it before and has had zero success at the NBA level as a general manager because you're keeping Fred Hoiberg.
Because the guy, actually, who Paxson's guy forever, and a guy that I really like and respect, who is, I believe, still the assistant GM in Orlando. One of the reasons Scott Skiles is in Orlando is Matt Lloyd. Did you know Matt when he was here?
No.
Matt was kind of Pax's protege.
Okay.
And he's done well for himself and is respected around the league. He's scouting side and analytics, not hard one or the other.
So he's the assistant GM.
I think he's assistant GM. Okay. See, that would be, you know, on the list of likely targets, he'd be right there. We'll talk to Joe Colley about that and more. All kinds of Bulls stuff coming your way next on The Score.
Mowing! And Hanley here right now. You are listening to Boers and Bernstein.
When it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
There's no better deal for $4 than the Wendy's 4 for 4 meal. Start with our Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Made with fresh beef and freshly cooked bacon, crisp all-white meat chicken nuggets, natural cut fries, and an ice cold Coke. All for just $4. No one makes $4 sound as good as Wendy's. Get more for 4. The 4 for 4 meal deal. Now at Wendy's. Offer includes small fries and drink at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices may vary. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh ground beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.
We picked it out of the Blue Apron box of meals that arrives on Fridays at our house. We got three more meals coming today, but this is one that came last week that we had planned for tonight. Because Blue Apron sends everything right to you. It ships for free with these terrific fresh ingredients and natural produce sourced from Blue Apron's nationwide network of family-run farms. It's sustainably raised meats and fish, and it's less than $10 per meal. Tonight, Lebanese lamb and beef arrayes. And what these are, it's a stuffed pita. It's pita that is stuffed with a mixture of lamb and beef and a Middle Eastern spice blend called baharat, which is coriander, cardamom, and allspice. There's a little bit of golden raisin in the filling as well for a touch of sweetness. So that bakes up golden inside these pitas. And then there's roasted broccoli with a strained yogurt dish called labneh. And we're so excited to make this because we looked at it and said, ooh, this is exotic. These are things we wouldn't otherwise buy, wouldn't maybe come up with this on our own. But it's fun to do because Blue Apron is always exposing you to things that maybe you wouldn't try yourself. And it's just so easy. The convenience is really the best part of it. Maybe you don't have time to get to the store, or maybe your store doesn't have some of these fun ingredients that you want to cook with. The variety is spectacular. Less than $10 per meal, and you get your first two meals free. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. Don't wait. blueapron.com/Dan. And you get to do this. Create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, and it always ships for free. blueapron.com/Dan. First two meals free. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way to cook.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Friday.
Welcome to the Amazing Race.
11 dynamic teams of internet stars race around the world and go offline. No cell phones.
What the hell?